This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. It's Morning Devotions. My colleague Carl Faes tells the story of an Australian lady who at age 17 joined a religious order. And there was a big step for a young lady still in her teens. It didn't go well and she ended up leaving the order at age 31. So from 17 to 31, that period of her life didn't go well. It was a negative experience and she remembers some of the events. One thing that she remembers, that she was given responsibility of nursing an old nun who was dying. It was a really traumatic time because the nun was terrified of dying. And the younger nun found it very hard to accept that after all the years of this older lady's devotion to her faith, that lady, the older nun's religion, meant nothing to her at the point of death. The lifetime of prayers, sacrifice, noble service seemed to mean nothing as death approached. The Australian nun came to this stunning conclusion: if religion can't help you at this time in your life, it never will. Now, when I read Carl's comment, I found this a fascinating insight into life and death. Obviously, going through the rituals of religion, will it make a difference? Does it? What really matters is a personal relationship with God. So I ask the question today, does religion really make a difference? What caused this devoted nun to be terrified of death in her dying moments, and can we blame her for that? There are many different religions throughout the world. I'm sure you know that. They're different, and it's not easy to write about them, you know, or, you know, talk about them all. But nevertheless, despite their great differences, they have one thing in common, and that's man's search for meaning of life, man's response to Creator. And we have a need to worship someone or something that's greater than ourselves. It's Webster who gives a dictionary meaning, definition. He says that religion is the outward act or form by which men indicate their recognition of the existence of a god or gods having power of their destiny. I read of a governor, I don't know whether he's still the governor of one of the places in the US, his name was Jesse Ventura. He was defending prostitution in his province and he said that religion was getting in the way. He said that organized religion's a sham and a crutch for weak-minded people who need strength in numbers. It tells people to go out and stick their noses in other people's business. But I live by the golden rule, said this governor. Treat others as you'd want them to treat you. But the religious right wants to tell people how to live. Well, when this went on the air, it was apparent that he had offended many people, and he said, look, he considers himself to be a Christian. He believes that Jesus is his Savior. He said, I don't believe that I need a church to go to. My religious beliefs can be by a lake, can be on a hill, they can be in the solitude of my own office. And I believe there's no set example of what people's beliefs should be. Now, of course, that's a controversial statement, but I think a lot of people are like that. But there's more to consider than that, than what he said. Many people in our country believe in a God who is personal, who is all-knowing, who is the perfect creator. Some people, maybe you were one of these that were brought up as a child going to Sunday school, you had religion there, and you knew something about it. You may have been taught some scripture at school. But that's changing. And interesting that in Acts 17 in the New Testament, we read of the Apostle Paul who visited Athens. And the people there in Athens in his day were quite religious. But he was upset to see all these idols, and he went to the Jewish marketplace to speak to the Jews. And every day he spoke to them in the market. Now, that was the Roman world of that time. As I said, everyone was religious. And he said, I found an altar with the words, to an unknown God. You worship this God, but you don't really know him. But I want to tell you about him. This God made the world and everything in it. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. He gives life, breath, and everything else to all people. He's not far from any of us, and he gives us the power to live, to move, and be who we are. We are his children, just as some of your poets have said. That's the reading from Acts chapter 17, and there it is. That's the answer. Christianity explains who God is. Thank you, dear Lord, that we have some clarity and understanding in the scriptures, in the Bible, about Jesus and about God who we can know. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.